Hello everyone, my name is Dong Ju Choi and I'm from Postec. In this talk, I'm going to present Dynamics, dynamic mobile device integration for efficient cross-device resource sharing. I'd like to thank my colleagues from Postec, Seoul National University, and Samsung Electronics, and my advisor, Professor Jang Kim. Nowadays, we use a lot of heterogeneous devices, such as smartphones, tablets, and wearable devices, and even smart TV. The devices are now connected to each other. With those connected devices, we can imagine interesting multi-device services by sharing resources among them. For example, it is possible to build custom home theater system using smartphone, smart speaker, and smart TV. In addition, we can build smart monitoring, remote gaming, and other various services by utilizing diverse resources from remote devices. Before moving on to our design, let me introduce two existing resource sharing schemes to enable multi-device services and their limitations. Let's start with a simple example, home theater. In this example, we use a typical movie player, which has two logical tasks, loader and decoder. Using resource sharing scheme, we can make the custom home theater from this program. The first sharing scheme is I/O request forwarding. Now, I'm going to illustrate how I/O request forwarding enables cross-device resource sharing. A single program can access remote resources over any devices through I/O abstraction layer. This layer provides easy programming environment. It accesses the storage and loads video data from it. The data is now decoded into large data. And the decoded data is forwarded through I/O abstraction layer. But the problem is that the large data causes high network traffic and eventually degrade the overall performance. From this example, we can find its pros and cons. Request forwarding provides easy programming environment by using I/O abstraction layer. Programmers do not need to concern how their programs access the remote resources. However, I/O abstraction layer does not guarantee high performance because unoptimized data paths can generate high network traffic. The other scheme is manual programming. It explicitly partitions the application into multiple programs using special APIs to communicate requests. In this scheme, I/O abstraction layer is no longer used. Now, this program performed the same example. First, it accesses the storage and loads data. And then explicitly transfers the data to decoder in the remote TV. You can see here, its traffic is relatively low because the data is not yet decoded. After that, the decoder in the remote TV decodes the data. Lastly, the decoded data is transferred to the screen. In this scheme, it does not suffer from high network traffic anymore, and it can achieve optimal performance because programmers can precisely determine how their programs access remote resources. However, it requires high programming effort because they have to manually optimize the partitioned program. In summary, I/O request forwarding is easy to program, but has low performance. Manual programming has optimized performance, but difficult to program. So we propose Dynamics. Our goal is to make a new multi-device resource sharing scheme with low programming burden and high performance. Then let's move on to the key ideas and implementation of Dynamics. To achieve the design goals, we propose two key ideas. First, we provide transparent and wide resource integration. Our kernel level implementation enables transparent integration for easy programming environment. Also, Dynamics covers wide resource types by using thread migration, distributed shared memory, and I/O request forwarding. The second idea is redistributing tasks based on resource usage. we detect resource contention and estimate performance after migration for all possible scenarios. It enables Dynamics to get optimized performance in cross-device resource sharing. From now on, let me briefly illustrate the key ideas of Dynamics. We chose this home share example because it is very straightforward and easy to understand. When a user starts a movie player, which is a single device application, it can only access local resources. When a user selects a resource in the remote device, such as TV in this example, Dynamics enable the movie player to access the remote resources. In this example, this application can become home share service without any program modification. However, resource integration does not guarantee high performance. In this example, using only resource integration might have high network traffic. So we propose resource-aware dynamic task redistribution. To minimize network traffic, Dynamics redistributes tasks close to their corresponding resources by using task migration scheme. In this example, we migrate the decoder close to the remote screen. Now, I will introduce components of Dynamics to enable the previous key ideas. We regard a user-carrying device as a master device because it starts application and orchestrates operations. In Dynamics, there are three main components, which are resource integrator, contention detector, and migration selector. First, resource integrator forwards requests from applications to local or remote device. It dynamically selects a target resource depending on user choice. Second, contention detector detects an optimized data flow and notifies the information to master device. It detects resource contention such as CPU and network. The last component is migration selector. When the resource contention is detected, migration selector compares all possible redistribution scenarios and chooses the best candidate for the optimized performance. Then the chosen target is migrated to the destination. Now let me explain how we integrate resources in Dynamics. To integrate memory resources, we use kernel-level distributed shared memory. It provides a single memory space across devices and makes migration easy. Our DSM engine has three performance optimizations. First, it adopts lazy list consistency model to safely delay memory synchronization within acquired list block. Second, it uses page-level coherence block to reduce the synchronization overheads. Third, it actively performs memory prepatch when it detects sequential memory access patterns. Next, we use thread migration to integrate CPU resources on top of DSM. First, we group threads which frequently communicate each other and migrate them at the same time to avoid unnecessary communication overheads. We also adopt thread cloning. It prepares clones of migrated thread group in advance to reduce initial migration overhead. Furthermore, we perform a live migration, which transfers thread context and essential pages before sending all memory pages. In this step, we utilize an ALU-based page cache to select essential pages. Lastly, it provides a transparent device file boundary as an I/O abstraction layer to integrate generic I/O resources. It intercepts I/O-related requests, including system calls, and delivers them to the remote device with their input parameters. We optimize the I/O data transfer by using compression. Also, for some resources, like a screen, we utilize the existing software stack in platform to increase the performance of resource access. The next component is contention detector. It calculates the slowdown of each thread by collecting per thread resource usage, such as CPU and network. To detect contention, it measures the progress store time due to resource access. In this example, when the local resource is used, the decoder has low per frame latency. However, a user selects a screen resource in the remote TV, dynamics forwards the decoded data, which is directly exposed as network traffic. As a result, the excessive network traffic from decoder increases per frame latency, which degrades its progress. Then the contention detector determines the network contention as the main reason of performance loss. Lastly, when detecting the resource contention, we have to determine which thread should be migrated and its destination device. Migration selector makes such decision by calculating performance trade-off of all possible migration scenarios. We utilize various intra and inter-device information to decide migration targets. First, we record the amount of data communications among threads and resources. Then, we group multiple threads which have heavy data communications as a thread group. This thread group is a unit of migration. Second, we periodically monitor inter-device network conditions, such as bandwidth and latency. Third, we consider available resource bandwidth at remote devices, such as CPU and network bandwidth. Next, dynamics estimate the trade-off for all possible migration scenarios. In this example, we have four scenarios which have different locations of loader and decoder thread after migrations. The first two scenarios are obviously bad choice because they still have the exposed high network traffic. The next two scenarios result in low traffic, but third one has high migration overhead because it should migrate two threads at the same time. Therefore, dynamics eventually select the last scenario for the optimized performance. Until now, I've explained key ideas of our work. I hope that you refer to our paper for the detailed information of implementations. Then, let's move on to the evaluation. In evaluation, we will show two example scenarios, home theater and smart monitoring. First scenario is the home theater system, which we have investigated so far. It uses two Nexus phones as a master and speaker device, and one Tizen smart TV as a screen device. The traditional movie player may look like this, but cross-device resource sharing can change this program to the home theater system using remote audio and screen resources. Furthermore, dynamics can optimize this program like this. Let's revisit the home theater scenario to show how our operations work. This graph shows the measured throughput of home theater scenarios when a user selects a large screen. First, a user starts a movie player to use local screen for playing an HD video. Then, the user now selects a remote large screen. Obviously, its throughput dramatically decreases. Dynamics detects contention and starts in-depth analysis to decide a migration target. When the target and destination is selected, the migration is started. After the migration is completed, the target performance is quickly restored. In this way, Dynamics achieved the optimized performance even for the multi-device services. In this evaluation, we compared the throughput of Dynamics and request forwarding scheme as a state-of-the-art baseline. We measured frame per second as a performance metric. The throughput of request forwarding scheme operates well on the low quality videos, but its performance dramatically degrades as the video quality increases. On the other hand, Dynamics achieved 24 FPS on HD video and reaches close to the target performance even on the highest quality video. To further analyze the performance benefit of Dynamics, we measured the per frame network store time, both on guest forwarding and Dynamics. Network store time means how much time is wasted due to network transfer. The request forwarding spends most of time in computing. The request forwarding spends most of time in sending the decoded frames. It exposes the huge network traffic in an unoptimized data path decoded to screen. However, Dynamics automatically derive a more optimized data path loaded to decoder. As a result, Dynamics suffers from minimal store time compared to the request forwarding. Our next scenario is smart monitoring system. It uses three Nexus phones as remote cameras. This application receives streaming images from multiple cameras and perform image processing, such as edge detection. When a user selects remote cameras, it can receive streaming images from remote multi-angle cameras. To optimize this, Dynamics migrated processing thread to remote devices. Similarly, we compared the frame throughput of multi-angle smart monitoring system on both schemes. Dynamics again shows higher performance than request forwarding, especially when the resolution is higher. One thing to note here is that there is a slight performance drop, which comes from the limit of computing power. To see more detail, we show per frame detection latency of smart monitoring system. We investigated how effectively the redistribution reduced the network traffic for higher performance. However, smart monitoring system still spends a non-trivial portion of time in computing due to its detection algorithm. Therefore, Dynamics still has a potential to improve performance if it further exploits the remote computing resources. Here is our conclusion. We proposed Dynamics, an efficient cross-device resource sharing framework. It enables transparent resource integration for diverse types of resources. Also, it improved performance by using resource-aware dynamic task redistribution. Our implementation on Android and Tizen achieved the target performance for multi-device services. Thank you for your attention. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Hi, and nice talk. This is Haibo from Shanghai Jiao University. So a typical issue for distributed shared memory is availability. For example, if there's some force in either of the device, how do you handle this case?
Could you repeat your question?
So suppose the TV may have some transient fault. Yeah. Your distributed shared memory system may experience some trouble. How do you handle this case?
I didn't catch your question exactly.
How do you handle faults in your distributed shared memory system?
So, for example, if the TV disconnects from the network and then comes back on, right?
So your question is about reliability.
Yes.
Yeah. On detecting a disconnected device, we recover missing thread on disconnected device by using checkpoint-based approach. In this talk, we do not present the checkpoint-based approach, but in our paper, you can refer to our paper to for the detailed information. Yeah, we use okay. checkpoints recovery.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions? I had one more question, which is, are you assuming that the architecture is the same across the master device and the worker devices? Like if my TV is running a different, is an ARM-based device while my phone or my laptop is an Intel device, how do you think such a setup would work?
We support the platform which is shared, similar kernel base. So if we use a window, the current system does not support the platform. Yeah.